Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from your first world problems, Kid Nation. We did tell you that today is Throwback Thursday, and we're going to allow you to vote for what you want to be played later on in the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, about an hour and a half from now, we'll do a little throwback. Here are your choices today for the throwback. And again, you can text us at 800-543-3548 with your choice. And we'll take your votes and then choose from there.
All right.
The first choice is when Kinsey quit her job 5 years ago and had plenty of new ideas for a new business. Kinsey's my wife, and Kid Craddock used to play her on the show.
Shows.
I know it sounds weird, but he played my wife on the show.
Yep.
And based on things that actually happened in my life, so we would get together and write them, and then he would go rogue and add some extras. We also have Val Dottie's School of Modeling.
Oh, I love that.
And Kelly's Whitney Houston song story to go along with that.
Okay.
I didn't understand the appeal of that story.
Val Dottie's?
Val Dottie's?
Well, when I told it, I thought, certainly I have told this story before. And it's like, I've never heard this story.
Yeah, it was great.
And I'd been working with him for 15 years at that point or something. I was like, okay, I'll tell it. And that's when I still get comments about.
If you live in South Carolina and you're rushing to your computer to book an appointment to join the class of Val Dottie's Modeling School, it's no longer there. We are deeply sorry about
pour
that.
I'm going to pour a little out for Val Dottie's.
Please do, Al. No, not on the carpet again.
Sorry, had to do
He's going
to
clean
We have so
up.
Many stains from when Al pours a little out for the homies.
Sorry, man.
Oh
I know.
Gosh.
Gotta live the life, dude.
Yeah, man.
Gotta live the life.
YOLO.
And also, your last one, possibly, we're not sure, but possibly the first ever love letters to Kelly. Or love letter to Kelly.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I thought all that was destroyed.
Well, Kelly, possibly. That's what we're saying, possibly.
Oh, I don't know. Hmm.
Might not be, but it could be. So again,
the earliest one we have recorded, at least.
All right.
So your choices are Kinsey, Val Dottie's Modeling School, or maybe what we think could be the first ever love letter to Kelly.
Such great choices.
I'm telling you.
In fact, there wasn't even a theme song in that segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody sang love letters, love letters to Kelly.
No, just a good old letter.
Huh. All right.
So was it Kid reading it?
It was when Kid was trying to determine what you guys were experts of, because Jenna and I weren't here yet. So he was trying to figure out, what are you an expert of, Kelly? What are you an expert of, Al? What was Kid an expert of?
Okay. All right. I'm trying to remember that.
I don't remember that one. So you got me on that one.
Because you can vote. You have plenty of time to vote. And we'll do it in an hour and a half. Speaking of a throwback, I saw this trending yesterday. And it was something that took place when Big Al Matt got to speak with President Trump, then Donald Trump.
Yes.
I think he was teasing The Apprentice.
Probably so.
And you had an idea that was later copied by him. Here's how it went down.
Speaking of requests, Mr. Trump, I don't
this
really
is,
have...
This is Big Al Mack.
My name is Big Al.
Hello, Big Al.
Hey, dude. What's happening, bro?
You sound like Big Al. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. I know a lot of people probably hit you up for things all the time. I'm not going to go there. Really? But...
I think
with your industry, your know-how, I mean, you've got Trump Hotels, you've got Trump Casinos.
He knows what he has. Trump, get to the point.
Oh, the name of the business is, sit down if you're not, Trump Chicken.
Sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm not sure I like killing chickens, but right.
This is actually a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant. I've even got some of the menu items here. You can get a two-piece Trump with a pepper. And you know how KFC has nuggets?
Let me just ask, did Al run this by anybody before he presented it to the Donald?
No.
You know how KFC has nuggets. We can have trumpets.
Donald, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we apologize.
And for the Latin
flavor. This is time we could be spending talking about you, your amazing life.
For the Latin people, we have chicken trumpets.
Idiot.
I know you guys got to go, and I just wanted to run this jingle past you right quick.
No.
From the really rich white man to the hood and beyond, come to Trump Chicken and get your chicken on. Trump Chicken. It's Trumpalicious.
What do you think?
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Trump? Mr. Trump?
So there's the call, right? Donald hung up.
Yep. After
That was so much more intense than I remember.
That was so intense.
Gave him an idea.
That was so intense.
Business idea.
Well, would you believe that less than 2 months later, you know, of course, he got The Apprentice going on, so he's got to go on SNL and show off what he's got going on. April 3rd, Big Al Mac of 2004. Here is Donald Trump. On Saturday Night Live.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, folks. I'm Donald Trump.
And there's two things in the world I love, a good deal and a good meal. So when I drove by a defunct Meineke muffler shop in Englewood, New Jersey, I knew what I had to do. I had to buy it on the cheap and convert it into a restaurant specializing in buffalo chicken wings. So I did. And it's the most important thing I've ever done in my entire life. So please, join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy. Trumpy, you know our wings will fill you up. Trumpy, if you want a place with lots of chicken wings, yeah. Donald Trump's House of Wings.
So there you have it. Donald Trump went on SNL and did a Trump bit, chicken bit.
I was robbed.
So yesterday when I'm on Twitter and I see the hashtag Trump chicken, I'm like, we're finally getting credit.
Right.
The world is finally noticing.
Right, I'm finally getting my due.
Yeah, and then you click on the hashtag, and it just turns out that some people just blew up a giant chicken
with a Trump wig on it or something.
Yeah, so it was not...
like across from the White House, like directly across the street from the White House.
But it would be weird for a president to, like, as he's in office, to open up a chain of fried chicken.
But still, I got excited.
Later. It's never been done. Do it.
Is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to start a business when he's
in
office?
Started a news network?
Yeah.
Why not a little chicken?
He started Trump Hotel. All this other Trump stuff. Why not a chicken?
Well, she's talking about starting something as president.
Yes. President, yeah.
Why not? Yeah. I think that's the key time to do it. Yeah. Presidential chicken.
Definitely. I don't think you can monetize on that as president. But when he gets done.
All right.
He could.
Maybe. You can go ahead and license it and trademark it and all that other stuff. Get that out of the way.
I think if he does, I got grounds for a lawsuit.
Of course,
I gave him the idea.
That's why.
That's pretty much my intellectual property. Yeah. I don't have a lot of intellectual anything.
You think that'll stand up in court? You are an intellectual.
Absolutely.
He has intellectual property.
You are authentic, and I love that. You're self-aware.
And I'll get my mama to come to court with me, just like Taylor Swift's mama is in court with her.
And she'll point.
That was his idea, Ms. Magler. That was his idea. He had it first.
Make sure that she's pointing at you.
Yes. And
not
me. Right.
The Donald. Defendant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Kelly.
What?
This queen stuff that you've been talking about all morning.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't either. The Showbiz Top 5, but I'll go ahead because I'm making sure. I mean, I haven't really had a chance to go beyond this article I saw, but apparently Queen Elizabeth has announced she is skipping over Charles.
Oh, what?
And giving the crown directly to her grandson, William.
Uh-huh.
Which I've always wanted.
Really?
Because, you know, she's held that position a very long time.
Right.
So we were going to be inheriting this old boring king, Charles, who's always been groomed. But, you know, if you watch documentaries and stuff and you read between lines and some of these dramatic depictions of life as a royal, they don't really want that.
They don't want Charles.
No. It's very stifling.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk, but I feel like he's very nasally. Like,
I talk like this.
No, you're saying they don't want the role.
They don't want the role. But it's not. It's a burden.
Doesn't sound.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, they've changed so many of the rules. That he was allowed to get divorced was a huge deal, but there might still be that rule that because he's divorced, he can't be king. I don't know. Hmm. They're breaking rules all the time. Yeah. She did that decree that if William's child had been born a girl first, that she could have been queen instead of being passed over for the next child, which maybe would have been a boy. So they keep changing things up.
Uh-huh.
But I read she's passing over Charles and going straight to William, which is what the royal family needs. They need that young blood injection, and everybody loves them.
Who reported all that?
I think I saw it on Yahoo News first
this
morning.
Hmm.
But I have to click on some links and make sure. But it says today, Queen Elizabeth, this is as of yesterday, officially announced she's passing down her crown to grandson Prince William and his wife Kate Middleton, which means Queen has skipped over her own son, Prince Charles.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. That's what I want.
Would Charles be upset about that?
He might be relieved.
Yeah, he probably don't want to work.
But still, I mean,
he still has to do the royal. He's the king.
The king, yeah.
I thought you said the queen.
No, the king.
You get to be the king, yeah.
I mean, he still gets all the perks of being a royal without having to be the, what a drag, man, you know? Was it wrong?
Hold on, Nick. Nick's very well versed in the royal family as well.
It appears to be fake news, Kevin.
Hashtag fake news.
Darn it. Like I said, I hadn't researched it anymore. It was on Yahoo News.
It's on Yahoo, but Yahoo's the only website, big website, darn that's it. Doing it. There's like two other websites that are reporting it, and they're quoting a story that's quoting another website, and the story's not even on that website.
Darn
it.
Oh,
no. And no one's tweeting about it. If this was news,
it would be really big.
If it was maybe an announcement is coming soon, but it seems like it's not
now
real.
Now you've ripped the rug out from under me. Now I'm back to being sad about Chris and Anna and Rachel and Brian. I thought I had that to look forward
to. If it was.
Well, he will be at some point, right?
Well, if Charles gets it, then it takes even longer. Oh, darn it. Let me delete
that.
Just
until he dies?
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Or until he hands over the crown. But if it was real, it wouldn't be getting beat by Trump chicken.
That's right.
Trump chicken's beating that.
That's why I'm like, great. I couldn't heard about this.
I know. I saw it first thing this morning. I was so excited.
England's now going to have King Charles still.
Hashtag
first world problem.
I'm a victim of hashtag fake news.
Sorry, Kelly.
And thank you for feeling sorry for me, because you know I am disappointed.
Yeah, I know you are. I know how you're invested in this.
And speaking of the throwbacks, we do have the poll up online if you want to go vote on that.
Okay.
And we got first world problems coming up next. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the problems you're having. You feel bad about going out in public and you know, because there's worse things going on.
Yeah.
So we'd like to let you get it off your chest.
All right.
Complain a little bit. As long as it's funny, we want to hear from it. What's your first world problem? We'll hear those next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation, what are those first world problems you're having? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly Rathberry even suffers from first world problems from time to time.
I do.
What happened, Kelly?
Talking about my toenails?
Yeah.
I went to get a pedicure. I needed one. I hadn't had one since before my wedding. And I went on a honeymoon. They were ratty looking toes. I was there for 2 hours. I got home and got out of the car, bumped my toes, 4 out of 5 toes on my left foot, all damaged, smeared my nail polish.
I was so upset.
That's a waste of a pedicure.
I was so upset about it. I posted it on social media and I thought, everybody's going to slam me because I hashtagged it, first world problems. Everybody was really understanding and sympathetic, Al.
Really?
They totally felt my pain. They were like, and very helpful with the suggestion of going with gel on my toes.
Once I went gel, I never went back. Kelly, I would go work out a day after getting a pedicure and it would smear.
I'll never do it again.
I do gel.
Really?
Just gel. Because it's dry. It's done. It's great.
I'm gonna look into that.
Kelly.
I'm more of a buffer.
Yeah. I went all the way to the mall because I was going to go buy some new shoes. And then I realized I couldn't try them on because my socks had holes in them. So I turned around and went back home. Hashtag really? First world problems. Have you ever had that? Because I'm too embarrassed to have the guy look at my toes. It was my old socks because my wife didn't wash them before she left.
Did you pre-pedicure yourself?
No.
You should do that. But you got to tell. I just tell myself in situations like that, any grooming, you go, I know they've seen worse. That's what I tell myself to make myself feel better.
No, it's bad. All you can see is it looks like a half moon sticking out of my socks.
Yeah, no matter how bad anything is,
on both of my socks, it's like, I can't go in there like this. Can't try on these shoes.
I know she's seen worse.
Yeah. She's seen worse.
Sometimes I'll even say that. You've seen worse, right?
And they're always nice enough to go, sure, of course.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Uh-huh.
From the text, my boss says that listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show is not an acceptable excuse to come in late. Hashtag first world problems.
We need to write him a note.
Well, you need to find another job. Job, sir.
Yeah. That boss. Be nice, sir.
Right.
This morning on my way to school, my son Cash sighed and then just said, I just have all these game apps and I can't decide which one to play. Hashtag first world problems.
Seriously.
Yeah, I think that's most our kids. I try to lie to my friends and say I don't let my kids play the iPad, but I do.
I understand.
They say it's supposed to be bad for them.
Struggle is real.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what they're doing on it, right?
Something
about their brain development.
It's learning. They're learning about math and stuff.
Something about stuff firing off in their brain that's supposed to connect. You're not supposed to give them iPads when they're really young.
Wow.
They're doing studies on that now, yeah.
Yeah, I read both. Where it's bad, and then I read that it helps them problem solving.
Well, it helps them in the initial, but then when they get into school, it has the reverse effect.
Oh.
So you think your child's such a whiz kid because they can flip around on all these apps. You need to really read this stuff. It's really interesting if you've got a young child that you think, oh, my child's so intelligent. Look at them work that iPhone and apps and stuff, but they say once they get in school.
Because you got to get it social.
Because they haven't developed certain things on their own and stuff. It really hurts them in second, third grade. That's when you start to see the residual effects.
So
I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't. I'm spitting out maybe some wrong
that
stuff.
That would make sense, though.
It's tidbit news right there from Kelly.
Very tidbit, but research it.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Well, we have a lady that comes and cleans our house every couple of weeks, and whenever she cleans the bathroom, she puts back all of our shampoos and conditioners and body washes in the wrong places.
Mm.
And so about every once a month or every other month or so, I forget that she's been there, and I condition my hair instead of shampoo it.
Oh, is that bad? Because I don't know. Like, can you condition before shampooing and it's okay? Or
there are now some new lines that do that. But I sympathize with her.
Yeah,
that's a horrible problem.
That's a whooping.
Gosh, if someone's cleaning up after me, I don't care where you put it.
Right?
Say that.
She forgets, though. That's a lot of stuff to waste.
Wrong.
Right?
Yeah. Do you ever just try to put it back into the conditioning bottle?
Scoop it back up.
Yeah. Sorry, Ashley. You're going to have a conversation with that lady.
Try to get down with those shampoos that don't sud.
Uh-huh.
Because they say that can be really drying. Some of the new designer shampoos you put on and they're just like oil. They don't soap up.
Ooh.
And it's so hard to wrap my head around that concept.
Yeah, I don't like it. I need some bubbles.
Yeah, I need sud. Sud, Danielle. Sup?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. What's your first world problem?
Well, today's my birthday, and I'm in training all day for my new job. But it's my dream job, so I can't complain too much.
That's well, nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And what is your dream job?
Yeah.
I am a first grade teacher.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yes.
Well, you have a happy.
Oh, thank you.
Have a happy birthday.
Well, yeah, happy birthday.
What's her name again?
Thanks, guys. Danielle.
Danielle, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Danielle.
Is it dear Danielle?
Dear,
or Danielle?
Dear Danielle.
I just said Danielle. Dear. I didn't say dear Danielle.
Happy birthday to you.
Sorry we had to argue through that.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David.
What are you doing?
Singing.
What is that?
The
birthday song in Spanish.
Oh, I thought that was Feliz cumpleaños, feliz cumpleaños.
I think that's Dora.
That's what Dora sang.
Well, that's Dora.
That's how I know Spanish.
Dora's Mexican?
I think so.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, you didn't know?
No.
Yeah, Diego's Mexican too.
What's her last name? Like Chavez or something? Or?
We've never learned Dora's last
Garcia?
Name.
Maybe we have and we just don't know. I don't remember.
I'm look it up.
Dora Garcia.
It's Chavez.
Wow.
That's Dora right there.
I had no idea.
That's just...
Gosh.
Yeah,
I bet I would have learned this on Duolingo if I'd kept
you would have, Jenna. You got to pick it back up. Happy birthday, Danielle. Thanks for calling in.
Danielle.
Speaking of job-related...
Yeah.
Or birthday-related first world problems, this one from the text said, I've planned, hosted, and paid for countless parties for friends. Today is my 33rd birthday. And I'm celebrating alone.
Aww.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, come by.
Ain't that... That's the worst.
Let me buy you a birthday drink.
You get to those middle mile... They're not really milestone birthdays.
Yeah.
They're kind of stuck in the middle. They kind of get lost.
I know. But still, like...
Still, like, one friend sucks when you invites you to have a drink or something for your birthday.
You put forth the effort for everyone else, and then nobody repays it back to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody, one of her friends, is listening and does something nice for her. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing great.
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's your first world problem?
I'm headed to a job interview right now, and my first world problem is if I get this job for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to put Poopery as a company on my resume.
You work for Poopery?
You're trying to get a job at Poopery.
Yes, I'm on my way to an interview.
Oh, I got an in with Poopery.
Yeah.
They sent me some.
Ow.
Oh, what's your name, babe?
Rebecca.
I'm going to call Poopery. I mean, I'm a email.
Yeah, okay, so Al's got to bring that up. I talked to a guy friend, and they do the branding for the company, yeah. And he said, I was laughing so hard. Like, it would be so hard that that's the business that's the name of your business. He's like, yeah, the girl's not upset about it. She has made.
Yeah,
she's
a lot
crushing
of money.
It. Right. She's doing so well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tweet them right now.
Why don't you just put Al down on your resume as a reference?
Yes. Yes, please do.
Yeah, just put the show down.
Okay. Please. I'll make sure to mention him first thing when I walk in.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Good luck with the poopery interview, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you.
Al's going to tweet.
He is going to tweet. From the text, you guys are so dumb. They tell us Doris' last name every time. It's the Explorer.
That's true.
Well played. Well played. We're doing first world problems here. We got Danny on the phone. What's up, Danny?
What's going on?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
Man, I'm trying to eat my Cheetos, but I can't hear the TV.
Because of the crunching?
Too loud in your head.
Yeah.
Which Cheetos are you rocking with?
Regular old
crunchy.
Chester Cheetos.
Just regular crunchy ones.
What are you trying to watch on the TV?
The news and then listening to y'all at the same time, and I just can't hear it.
My man.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you eating Cheetos right now?
Yes, I'm trying to eat Cheetos right now.
Okay, right now, why don't you put 8 Cheetos in your mouth right now and crunch, and we want to hear you crunch.
Oh, man, no.
Come on, dog.
Right, hold on.
Come on, dog. Yeah. 8 Cheetos. This has never been done on our show before.
No, it hasn't.
8.
All right, let's see.
All right, here we go. All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Getting them out of the bag.
Yeah.
Cheetos. You hear it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was you just getting them out of the bag. Wow. Man,
Both the phone, it was so loud that
Cheetos
the phone cut out something.
Breakfast. What a champ.
Champion right there. Have you ever put Cheetos on your scrambled eggs?
I have not.
Oh, Jenna.
Well, I think they'd be good on just about anything.
Well, of course they are. Yeah.
I put them more on sandwiches.
Flaming hot Cheetos on eggs, scrambled eggs. Try that this morning if you have them around.
All right.
And if you're watching TV, the puff is the best way to go because you can just put it in your mouth and suck out the flavor and then it dissolves.
I love that.
Little advice for you. Speaking of advice, Jenna has some tech advice for us.
You guys, if you've had an iPhone and you play music from your iPhone, sitting in the bathroom, always trying to put it in a cup, get the volume louder. I found out how you can make your iPhone volume louder.
Really?
Louder than it's set to.
I already have it all the way up.
Exactly. Louder.
Okay.
That's not loud enough.
It's not.
How cool.
Jenna will tell us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we got curious because of first world problems about Dora the Explorer. I know you're wondering, like, what is her last name?
Right?
Luckily, we talked to Google, and according to Google, Dora the Explorer's full name is Dora Aneta Marquez.
See, I figured they probably said it. I just don't remember.
So she is Spanish.
Yeah.
Marquez is Spanish, right?
Some are saying she's Peruvian.
Ooh, that sounds right.
That makes sense.
So she's Hispanic. She's Latin, but she's Peruvian. And speaking of Marquez, that brought up, there's a soccer player that plays on the Mexican national team.
Okay.
His name's Rafa Marquez. He is the captain of the national team. He's been around for a while. Like, he's gotten to play for crazy good soccer clubs like Barcelona.
That's the big one, right? The Mexican?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The actual, the when they go to the World Cup, he plays on that team.
Okay.
He's been around for a while. Like, he's well-known. He's a legend. He was just, apparently, according to U.S. Department of Treasury, he's been linked to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury released about 22 names of people that are working with the cartels.
When you say linked to, does that mean like
he's in cahoots?
Okay,
yeah.
Like his cousin works for him or something. It's like he's in there.
Yeah,
he's a member.
We have some bad hombres here.
Bad hombres.
So not good. Again, this is all allegedly, and it's a tree.
It doesn't surprise me, though, if you grow up in that environment and then you become this huge star, that you would get pressured to be, especially when they're controlling a territory where he lives, probably.
Yeah, man.
So, not that it makes it right, but it has to be difficult
to avoid it.
And he's still playing. Like, he's still a professional. He's still playing.
Yeah.
And he's a, like, little kids love him because he's known to be a really good dude.
Right.
But
he's in the cartel.
Those are the news that came out. And that's according to, you know, the Treasury.
Well, then I'm out. I'm out on the Mexican soccer players.
Carla's still good. Carla's still good.
Can you get out of the cartel?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's like once you're in, like El Chapo and all that.
You didn't watch Narcos or Queen of the South?
I didn't, no.
You have to.
You got to keep up with your cartel shows.
You basically have to move out of the cartel.
And
hide. Yeah.
You can get out of the mafia though, right?
No. Again, with the mafia, I don't think there's, once you're in, I think.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like you can't change your mind, like, do over.
If you got out of the mafia, give us a call. You know? Yeah.
All right.
So, I'm reading a book right now called The Whistler, where this judge is trying to get out of being in cahoots with this mafia, and they're not letting her out.
Well, yeah. I guess once you get in, if you got deep, deep, deep stuff, like, they have stuff on you, so they can always blackmail you into staying in.
You have to kill everyone that knows your identity.
Right. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I mean, even if you're just super low on the totem pole in the cartel, I heard, if you're just driving, if you're just a driver.
The cartel driver, he can't even get out. Well, he knows everything.
Because you know things. They never know what you're going to go do. So, and they assume you saw things, so they probably don't let you out very easily.
You should have a cartel podcast, just like cartel tips, cartel interviews.
Cartel blog.
Yeah. Cartel for you.
I guess.
Wednesdays.
I guess I won't be joining. Can't get out of it.
One of my friends, she had to change her vacation plans because of the cartel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They have like every year they go to the same resort.
Uh-huh. The cartel put out their vacation schedule.
Apparently, there's been a lot of issues there. Yeah, and she's had to, at the last minute, she said, well, our plans got changed because of the cartel. We can't go.
Really?
Yeah.
They leave tourists alone for the most
part. Do they?
Well, do you want to take that chance?
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, like, even down in my favorite place, in Playa, that I love, they were saying that something happened, like, right before I went down there this past time for July 4th.
Oh,
like,
right, yeah.
From, we were down there.
There was a shooting.
From the 8th Street down to one direction is one cartel, and then from 10th Street up to another direction is another cartel, and somehow they cross paths in the middle.
They're fighting for drug turf, so they got in a fight with each other.
I mean, there was a shooting at the mall here down the street yesterday. There's shootings. It's a bad world that we live in.
It's usually two people that don't get along.
You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're just chilling. It's when they go, the bullets are stray bullets. Those
when
are
the cartel ones. Starts invading the all-inclusive resorts, then I have a problem. Until then, I feel pretty safe.
Well, yeah, they may have, Kelly.
They're not.
Stay out.
They need the tourists.
I cannot speak on stuff that I don't know
do
anything about.
Do I get
about.
To give you guys my iPhone tip yet?
No, you got to give us the iPhone tip. If you want to have more volume on your iPhone when you're listening to your music.
Though this conversation's compelling, I think everyone right now can benefit from this.
Okay.
I am a little hard of hearing. I listen to stuff really loudly. So, you know, if you're playing it in the car, it's one thing. You have the car volume. If you have surround sound speakers at home, you have that volume. But if you're just, you know, in the bathroom, and you have your phone, and you want the volume to be louder, it's possible. And I didn't even know this setting existed. So all you have to do is go into your settings on your iPhone.
Grab your phones. Yeah, you go
into settings. Scroll down, right, till you see music. It's by Photos and TV. So hit the music tab.
Music.
You there?
I'm there.
All right. Now do you see EQ?
I see EQ.
And it'll probably say off.
It says off, Jenna.
Hit EQ. And then it gives you all of these different genres of music.
It's off.
So if you're playing a certain style, what will sound best? But if you want it to just be like max volume, you hit late night.
Okay. Well, there's also on this thing, there's volume limit and sound check. What is this stuff?
Right.
I don't know. So late night is
loud.
So this is the way to actually make it louder. And I tried out some of the other settings as well, like acoustic. Mm-hmm. It's obviously going to make it a little more hollow. And so if you're listening to something acoustic and you want it to sound even more pure, then you would do that. So I played with different songs on these different settings. But if you want max volume, music in settings, EQ, late night.
About loudness?
What about hip-hop? What if I hit that?
Why don't you
That's probably more bassy.
I'm just telling you what the trick here is.
Yeah, because loudness says loud.
There is bass on there. I mean, there's more
something.
Bass. There's
bass booster.
Interesting.
I just used a loud dance song, and I could absolutely tell that. I don't know the percentage of increase, but I could tell that my phone, the only problem is my alarm went off this morning. My phone was so dang loud.
Scare you to death.
I want to play a song, but I think all my songs are explicit on my phone.
Hey, just try it. It makes it a little bit louder. You're going to like it.
My wedding song. Oh, wow.
What is that?
One, two, three, four.
What is that?
My wedding song. You guys were there. By the Plain White Tees?
It's through your microphone. But hey, try it out. You guys will like it.
I just Googled it. Soundcheck. When it's on, iTunes scans all the songs in your library and plays all of your songs at the same volume.
Oh.
That's what Soundcheck is, if you have Soundcheck on.
Does hip hop
some of my songs I'll be listening and it's like really quiet, so I have to turn it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have to go back down. So there you go. That's what the Soundcheck button is.
Do you have any hip hop songs on your phone now?
Hip hop should make all the country songs or whatever sound like rap. Hold on.
No. What? It just pulls pieces.
I'm going to turn Soundcheck on.
I have amazingly a small amount of music.
On your phone? Well, I don't want it to take up memory. That's why.
Because my last phone, I had a whole lot, and then, I ran out of memory. So I didn't transfer a lot of it over.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
There you go.
We'll post it if you missed the steps on how to get louder volume on your phone.
Yeah,
we'll,
it's easy. It's cool. It's great because I often just want to listen to music when I'm getting ready. Yeah,
perfect.
Or a lot of times you're just showing somebody a video. And
right.
You can't
the volume's too low,
I can't hear what it says. Blah, blah, blah. So
that will call with my speaker when people call me and everything. Yeah. Look at that.
Good tip.
I know, back to school. It's here, everyone. Yeah. Some are already back to school. If you want to win the ultimate lunchbox, got some cash in there for you. We'll tell you how you can do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's back to school time, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Luckily, we teamed up with Tasty Cake and the ultimate lunchbox giveaway has returned.
Okay.
Five lucky winners are going to score a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox, which I believe Jenna has one over there by her, if you're watching TV.
All right, I just got a fresh manicure, so I'll hand model it for everyone.
Not only will you get this exclusive lunchbox, it's 10, right?
10.
Durable, stuffed with $400 in terms of a Visa gift card for school shopping. Take care of your school shopping with that. Along with Tasty Cake's delicious mini cupcakes and brownies.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Why aren't they in this one?
Oh, because we ate them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we ate them. Tasty Cake minis come in 3 bite-sized pieces per pack, making it easy to share with your friends at school and spread the sweetness. And all you got to do is listen next week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive. Be the 23rd caller, and you'll win instantly. $400, a lunchbox, some Tasty Cake. Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
So, if you ever do something dumb on TV, you probably, nowadays, hope to God you don't go viral. Right?
It's so funny because people spend hours and hours and hundreds and thousands of dollars to go viral.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just the stupidest thing.
You want to go viral for the right reasons, not because you look like an idiot on TV.
Eh.
And there's this YouTube channel that finds awesome news bloopers. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but it's a pretty good channel. They put together the worst examples of white reporters trying to wrap the local news.
White reporters trying to rap the local.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, first up, a motivational rapper named Marshall Pope. He tried to freestyle on live TV. It's a TV show called Talk of Alabama. This was back in 2013.
Okay.
So you can bet he was like, whew, dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not white. Unfortunately for Mr. Pope, he completely choked.
Oh, boy.
Tell us what we're about to hear.
It's just a freestyle.
Okay.
I'm just going to think it up as
freestyle.
I
freestyle. Well, let me sit back. Go ahead, Marshall.
Okay. Years ago, they tried to... years ago, they tried to put me in the... this is a lie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You want to try to read something from your book?
Yeah.
On the couch.
I feel you, dog.
He's just got his mouth is slightly open. Like, he's like, I don't know how to talk anymore.
Blanked out.
This is a freestyle.
Poor guy.
I feel you, dog.
A few years ago,
Wow.
I mean, two lines.
This is live.
You can get two lines out, right?
Two lines.
Prove to us that you can get two lines out in a freestyle, Big Al Mac.
Wrap out this lunchbox, Al.
Thursday morning, it's almost the weekend, and this is where my story begins. Karaoke at night, brunch in the morning, and
No!
But you know what? You don't profess to be.
That was four.
Yeah, but you don't profess to be a freestyle rapper. You know, that's not your claim.
No, not at all. Nah, I break that stereotype.
That's the thing. Freestyle rapping is so hard thinking ahead as you're still spitting stuff out. So that's why you just don't go there.
Like, everybody wants to do it like Eminem and Lil Dicky.
And Jay-Z.
And Jay-Z and Kendrick. It's hard.
And they had to practice. Do it all the time. Yeah.
And they practice.
You start learning rhymes, what rhymes with what.
Right.
Right. And so you kind of have an idea of where you're going.
But the anchors rap, too. Here's a girl rapping her way through traffic patrol in North Carolina back in 2006.
All right, I'm all nervous, but here's my rap. All right, you're gonna have a good drive today. There ain't no problems on the major roadways. Looking at country club, things will look pretty good like Robin Hood. Now I'm moving across the triad, yo, it ain't too bad, no. Now things look nice on 68, and I know you ain't gonna be late. So that was your traffic rap today. Man, let's get some weather from my weather girl. Austin Kavanaugh, come on, give us a weather boy, give it to us, word.
Yes. Oh boy, Jenny, it's weather guy, by the way. That is something.
I would go ahead and give her props.
At least she's having fun with the traffic.
Right.
Hey, you should have seen her on Kid TV. She was like going.
She was doing the stance.
Doing the hands and
bounce
arms.
Bounce with me.
Now, Nate the Weatherman, he's pretty famous out in L.A.
Okay.
Nate the Weatherman.
Yeah, he's on KTLA in L.A. He does this from time to time.
Yo, it's time for the weather, and here's what's happening. My name is Nate the Weatherman, and I'm rapping. As of right now, it's 50 feet, 5 degrees if you're near downtown. Winds are calm, I'm the bomb, and there's low clouds. Turn up your TV so you can bump this sound. That's what we do, and we're doing it right. Mark Kriske and Nate, all right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, my God, that was
not bad. He's in a suit.
Not bad.
Not as much hip-hop motion as the first girl, but his flow was a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
Then there's CBS 46 in Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, you would think Atlanta, ATL. They're into the hip-hop scene, right?
Totally.
Tons of great rappers have come out of ATL.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Apparently, this weatherman was not really into it, though.
Ready for your beat.
Okay.
Give us the weather.
It's weather, and I'm capitalizing on a cold front that's paralyzing the South, and it means brutal weather. Gonna get worse before it gets better. There I am, got the pearly whites flashing. Wear designer clothes to keep me in fashion, whoa. Yo.
Ooh, dust it off.
A little monotone, but the flow was good.
That sounded a little Vanilla
Ice. Ice Baby for sure.
Hey,
you know, that's all he knows. Doing. That was his reference.
Oh, was he plagiarizing? Hey,
but at least, no, he was using the cadence.
Okay. The flow.
Oh, yeah.
So that made it. Yeah. That there's a good tip, though,
yeah.
Al.
Yeah, you got a beat that
pick
you
pick something that you know, a exactly. beat that you know, and then just fill in the blanks.
That's how he
that
groups very words helpful. Together.
Yeah, now try it again, Al, now that you got a beat.
Something. Okay. Grabs a hold of me tightly.
Jenna said she wants you to rap about the white lunchbox that we have for
the box. It has a lot of rhymes. I was kind of setting you up for success with a short word.
The tasty cake's giving you a lunchbox. Why don't you come and with your dreadlocks and win this prize from the morning show?
What? Oh, my gosh.
That Vanilla Ice?
Falling apart.
No, I can't do both. I can either try
that was what I was saying. Use the Vanilla Ice.
No. I can try to either do lyrics or a beat. I cannot do
both. So we were just saying how helpful that was for him.
I understand what you're saying.
And you were supposed to try to do what he did.
Can't do it.
You can do the beat, though, right?
Like lunchbox, like, grabbed a hold of me tightly. Like you could even fill it up nice, daily and nightly.
Yeah, see?
You're the best rapper on the show.
No, I'm not. I'm just plagiarizing Vanilla Ice, but I was just doing the cadence.
I am not a rapper.
Yeah.
I appreciate the well wishes. Thank you very much.
What well wishes?
People maybe
Kelly.
Wishing for me to
no,
do no. with rapping. I appreciate it. It is not
very
my thing.
Violent reaction.
I know. I was just waiting for like a backhand to come out. No.
Yeah.
No.
A verbal backhand.
Hold on. One more time with the choke
on. Verbal closed fist to the mouth.
Do the OG choke.
The Pope? Mr.
Yeah.
Pope?
Yeah.
Tell us what we're about to hear.
It's just a freestyle.
Okay.
I'm just going to think it up.
Let's go. Freestyle. Well, let me sit back.
Yeah,
go
you ahead, sit Marshall. Back.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Years ago, they tried to put me in the...
What?
Oh, this is a lie.
Yeah, me and him can hang out.
Did you want to try to read something from your book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Coming
she's
up
my
next.
Favorite.
I thought he was doing that stutter.
Years
ago.
I thought it was part of his first.
I'm going to start a club. We're going to call it Black People That Can't Rap.
Right.
I'm going to be the president.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
It was a close race, you guys. It was a close race. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. We gave you three bits you could pick from and vote on our text. And coming in third place was Val Dottie's School of Modeling. That's where Kelly Raspberry learned to go be a model.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah, that's how she got her thing going.
All right, so that was third place.
Yeah, that was third place. But if you do want to listen to that, because we did have some votes coming for Val Dottie's, you can go get it on our app. If you download the Kid Nation app, the free Kid Nation app, we have it on the flashback section right there.
All right.
Along with other flashbacks that we have. And then coming in second place, hold on a second. In second place, the first and second were decided by probably about 20 votes.
Whoa. And every vote does count.
We're getting a bunch of those. So coming in second place was Kinsey, meaning that we're going to do the first ever love letter to Kelly today.
Oh, okay.
Before we get to that, again, if you wanted to check out the Kinsey one where she quit her job 5 years ago and had some business ideas, we're going to play it on Kid TV after this segment. If you're at work, yeah, pop up that computer, go to kidtv.com. We'll have it on for you right after we play you what could possibly be the first ever love letter to Kelly.
Months ago, we were trying to determine who the expert was in the program. Expert at what? Expert at everything.
Everything.
And it's not who thinks they're the expert, because Kelly would win hands down. Mm-hmm. But it's who actually is the expert.
And she still won.
So what's wrong if I think it, if I am?
Yeah. So our first category of expertise is going to be love.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
Because Kelly's relationship is the icon that all relationships should be based on.
Oh, yes.
And so we were going to do a thing that we called love letters. Mm. And knowing Kelly's advice style, we even had a theme song for her. So I think you can see where this is going.
I'll tell you, it's a lot easier for me to dish it out than it is for me to take it.
There are so many of these let's feel good Dr. Tony Grant, it's not your fault kind of people out there. There's a need for Kelly Raspberry here to give love advice. And rather than deprive you of that entire thing, I thought I would go ahead and give you...
And do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and give you one of these and just see how she does, okay?
All right.
Dear Kelly, I'm falling in love with a guy who is 29 years older than I am.
29 years older?
He loves me very much. He will give me anything at all. All my friends are worried, thinking he only wants sex. But he's not like most men. He's one of a kind. He's made mistakes and has learned from them. And now he's taught me so much about life. We're in love, Kelly. But my family would disown me if I go out with him again, because I'm only 19 and my dad's younger than he is.
Ooh.
That would make him what? 48? I know in a way that it's wrong, but I can't control what I'm feeling for him. What should I do?
I can't believe her father's still in her life. That would seem like she was looking for a father substitute, going out with a man that much older than her.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, honey, you know what he's after. A trophy on his arm, and once you hit 21, he'll start looking for a younger model.
Wow.
Maybe she's just a nice girl.
Oh, whatever. 19, she's not even a fully developed woman yet. If I married the guy I wanted to marry when I was 19 and 20 years old, I'm not the same person as I was at 19 and 20 years old, thank God.
What does a 48-year-old talk about with a 19-year-old? Hey, honey, look,
you know what, though?
That guy right there is Michael Jackson.
Here's what, I've dated an older man before, and here's what they say. I like to look at things through your eyes. It's like looking at them again for the first time.
Well, good, have a kid.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's a ridiculous setup. It's horrible. Yeah, your parents are right. Don't ever go out with him again.
There you go.
Really?
There's the advice.
All right, Kelly, that's good. I like it.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Get over.
She's not going to listen to me because he's probably rich. If he was poor in 49, you'd think she'd be over it?
That doesn't
He buys me anything I want.
I didn't hear
that. Didn't just happen to be in there?
He will give me anything.
He will give me anything.
Oh, yeah. Please. Buys, gives. That means she. It's a sugar daddy situation.
Here's one from Fed Up. Dear Kelly, I know you'll agree with me. Why is it that all the good-looking guys are either annoying, conceited, money-hungry, gay, or just plain out rude and inconsiderate of your feelings? A guy actually had the nerve to ask me yesterday if I was a guy or a girl.
Oh, gosh. Or stupid.
I was so upset I almost punched him. This is no way to speak to someone if you're trying to get their telephone number. At least I don't think so. What did you think? Now, you had a friend like this.
Uh-oh.
Long ago, back when you were in Atlanta.
Duck blue. Duck.
Remember way back in Atlanta when you had that friend?
Busted.
I'll tell you, it's very painful for a woman in that situation.
Yeah.
I have a very tall friend, very thin, and
perfect physical condition,
no body fat.
Yeah,
and so thus no
boobs.
Breasts.
Yeah,
and accused many times of being a drag queen, and just to see her devastated like that, it's not fun.
Real funny for the guys who said it, but not.
Well,
for
they
her.
Think she really is a drag queen. They thought, you know, big tough butch guy, go back to your side of town.
Yeah,
and I mean to see her devastated by that.
Hurt. So your advice for
she
her
got
would
a boob
be.
Job. No. She got a boob job and she's, you know, gained some weight. She looks so much better and, you cool. know. But, I mean, for this woman, what was she saying?
She's saying that all good-looking guys are annoying, conceited, money-hungry,
well, why
gay.
Why does she have to go after the good-looking guys?
Hey, good point.
I mean, why,
hey,
there's a lot of good guys out there.
Why didn't I think of that?
I mean, you're judging guys on the appearance. He judged you by on the appearance and you wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
So give a good guy a break.
Hypocrite. So I think this has some legs. I think this is a pretty good feature. We'll bring it back up tomorrow.
Some not bad advice either.
Heidi would like to disagree with some of your advice, though. Heidi?
Hi, I'm here.
It was the first letter about the woman who's falling in love with a guy who's 29 years older. Then you disagree
she doesn't
with...
know what love is.
I disagree with your advice because I'm 20 years old. I just turned 20. And I've been going out with a 56-year-old for about 3 months.
How long, honey?
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, and I mean, ever since I was 15, I've been attracted to older men, older than my dad, and I really disagree with your advice. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. Do you? I mean, why do you think it's wrong?
Why wouldn't you want to
honey, you're not going to be the same person in 5 years that you are right now. There's no way, and he isn't either. He's going to be dead.
Hey, just because you're the same age doesn't mean you grow together.
And what is it about an older man that is so appealing?
It's the sophistication and the maturity.
Right.
Does he take you places like restaurants, clubs, like Sinatra's funeral?
Because he spends a lot of money on you?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Well, there you go.
Sugar daddy.
How does a 20-year-old guy stand a chance against somebody who's, you know...
Who's got money and who has a 401k and, you know...
No wonder.
It's not the money.
It's not the money.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever.
It's the first thing you brought up.
I'm more of a romantic than you guys.
If he was working at Walmart, you wouldn't be interested.
I am so much more of a romantic than you guys. I think this could absolutely work. Who says it can't?
Me. It's possibly the money.
Me.
It is attractive, you know, the money, you know?
Well, it's success, and women are bred to look for that.
You could have a successful 25-year-old.
Sure.
They don't have what I want.
What do you want?
Money.
Money?
No, Eddie. So.
Oh, please.
Show me the money!
I don't mean to be mean, but you're extremely shallow.
Thank you. I think I'm perfectly normal.
Oh, you just talked over our bed.
That's all right.
Honey, if you think it's normal for a 20-year-old today to how old?
56.
I'm sorry, a 56-year-old?
That
first of all,
fossil.
What is wrong with him? There is a definite problem with him. If he can't get somebody, if he's having to turn to a girl barely out of high school, barely above the legal age, he has a problem.
Heidi.
He's a psychiatrist, believe it or not.
Oh, great.
Has he been a...
What, were you his patient? Were you his patient?
Totally unethical.
How did you
he
meet him?
He could be disbarred or whatever it is for that.
How did you meet him? Because if you're 20, you didn't meet in a bar.
Right.
You were his patient.
Yeah.
You are sick.
Has he been married before?
He's taken advantage of you,
this
Paloma.
This whole thing is sick.
Is he married now?
No, I wasn't married before.
Was he married? Is he married?
He was divorced.
Yeah. He was?
Officially? He's officially divorced?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've never heard that before.
First of all, young Kelly Raspberry.
Called
him.
Called her sick.
What you are sick.
You called
you
her
feisty.
Sick.
You were
that
so feisty.
That is wrong.
So
wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
You know, kid loved that, though. He's like, go. Because I'd be saying these things, and it'd be, I'm like shocking myself, this coming out of my mouth. And he's just over there going, yeah, you get him.
Keep getting him.
Yeah.
I think that was the first love letters,
that,
right?
It sounds like it was.
Wow.
Maybe one of the first.
Would your opinion change on what the advice was?
You know, I've mellowed a lot as I've gotten older.
Way down.
And I would probably try to be a little bit more delicate with a 20-year-old young woman's feelings.
Yeah, I don't think you'd call her
names. Call her sick. You are so. But I was right there with her. Yeah. I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You are sick.
And you have
sick.
You
perverts.
That guy's probably like in his 70s now.
Yeah, I wonder if she's still with him. I'd love to hear. If you were on that Love Letters to Kelly flashback, call us back.
Oh, can we get a?
Sure.
You're wondering if she's still with him? I'm wondering if he's still with us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That was old.
Man,
that's
really
so
old.
Funny. My cheeks are all warm from listening to that.
Yeah, Kelly was giving herself props there for her lines there.
No, I wasn't. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. That was funny.
Yep.
You are sick.
That's the first ever love letter to Kelly right there. Yeah.
He grabbed my donkey. My donkey booty. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.